The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK is brought to you by Sunbury Motors, APW, Peters Home Appliance Center, Alexander Family Dealerships, Glicks, Lackawanna College, WNL Mazda, Purdy Insurance Agency. Now, let's go courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief Dave Ritchie.
Welcome to the Whitey McCluskey Center of the Deal School here in
Danville. Thank you.
Thank you. No, actually, this actually has three names. This is the Kanaski Gym in the Whitey McCluskey Center in the Deal School of Danville. That's what I was getting to, is that there's three names, actually, that you have to go through. And I only do it once a game because it's too much to carry through the rest of the night. And tonight, it is the first time that the Braves will see a team for the second time this late in the season and be the first time that they've seen a team for the second time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And you got to remember, Kevin, that this was their very first game of the season.
Indeed.
So that's, you know, if you think about it, it's usually you play a team and then 2 weeks later you play them the second time with the way the league is. But the way things have gone this year, you never know when you're going to play them.
Well, and we are getting underway rather quickly. The JV game was pretty much a blowout, and the Danville Ironmen ended up winning it most of the second half, played in the 30-plus point mercy rule. So we're going to be getting underway shortly. And that means our YouTube WKOK Sports YouTube channel will be getting underway in just a few minutes as well. So if you'd like to watch this game instead of just listen to it, you can go to the WKOK Sports YouTube channel and click on it, and you'll be able to hear everything that's going to be going on with the game and well as watching it. And you can do that even on your smart TV. Bill Ziegler joins us when we return here in Danville. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
Hi, this is Bob Schoen, the general manager of Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg. And for years, we've been saying it's worth the drive to Route 45. Well, what does that mean? It means you're going to get the lowest price guaranteed on any new or used vehicle in stock. Check out our inventory at BlazeAlexanderFord.com and compare it to the competition. It means we have a selection of over $12 million of inventory. So whatever it is that you're looking for, we typically have it on our lot. It means you're going to get service after the sale that's second to none. Plus, at Blaze Alexander Ford, you're always going to get the most for your trade-in. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glicks installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glicks Heat and Glow products.
Welcome back to Danville. Kevin Herr with Coach Bill Ziegler. Danville Ironman. First time you've seen them since opening day. As a matter of fact, this is the latest you've ever seen somebody for the first time in February. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'll say. Normally, when you open up against the team, you see them and you're playing them a second time. It's usually well before this time of year.
Like mid-January, but what did you see in the first game that you felt you could improve upon?
Oh, everything. We got out-rebounded horribly in that game. And it wasn't things that they did great. It was things that we did poorly. And we've cleaned those things up for them. So we're going to do a better job on the boards tonight. And, you know, and we turned the ball over a little bit too much. So hopefully we can clean those things up.
You know, Monday night we saw some of the best shooting all year. What was it that got things going a little bit more?
Well, we just put the ball in the basket to start the game. You know, there have been a couple times this year that, you know, I've looked up at the scoreboard midway through the first quarter, and you know, we had five or less. And, you know, at the end of the first quarter against North Schuylkill, it was 17. And, you know, when the kids saw the ball go in the basket a few times, it made everything pick up. Our defense was better, our rebounding was better, our attitude was better, and it was just enjoyable to play.
Bill, how important is it getting that kind of confidence going into a game like this that you are, I mean, being, in all honesty, an underdog in it?
Yeah, this is a game where I think the first couple minutes of the game are critical. I'm going to imagine that Danville's going to come out and impress. Either in the full court or in the half court, and we have to be very intelligent with the ball. You know, we got down 17-2 to them the first time, and at halftime we were only down by 17. So from after that bad start, we played them pretty even after that, and I think we're capable of doing that again. We just can't have a 17-2 run the other way.
Coach, appreciate the time. We'll chat with you later.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or childcare centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
Hello, sports fans. W&L Mazda off Route 11 Northumberland is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's new Mazda dealership. At W&L Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles, from the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury of the third-row Mazda CX-9. Stop by for a test drive and be sure to ask about the terrific lease offers, amazing financing for qualified buyers, and so much more. W&L Mazda off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices and save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Starting lineups, we'll quickly run through them because we're getting ready to play already here at the Deal School in Danville. It's Ken Ammerman, the senior, getting the start tonight for the Braves, along with John Pfeiffer, Braden Long, Nate Luciano, and Davis Marshall. for the Danville Ironmen. It'll be senior K.J. Riley, Jagger Dressler, who's leading the team in scoring, averaging 18 a game. Zach Gordon is the sophomore getting the nod tonight, along with Dante Harwood and Aiden Wichter. Actually, I'm going to change that around. Normally, Connor Kozik would get the start, but it appears as though it will be Brady Hill at the other forward position, the senior. So, again, I'm going to correct that. It's Riley, Dressler, Harwood, Wichter, and Hill in the starting lineup here tonight for the Danville Ironmen. And at the center circle already is Wichter, along with Marshall. Marshall has about an inch or two on him. And we are just about ready to get underway here in Danville. Ball in the air, tipped into the backcourt. Luciano fighting for it with Harwood, and already a jump ball. Or a held ball. Actually, well, this could be a jump ball.
It depends if I have no idea.
Could truly be a jump ball.
Yeah, they're going to do it because nobody really had possession.
Because nobody had possession. Actually, they're changing players, too.
Yeah.
Luciano now and Harwood, and it's tipped and controlled by the Ironman attacking the basket to our left. The bounce pass inside, double move on the pump, and putting it in is Hill for two. Remember, Bill Ziegler said the first couple of minutes of this game are huge. Ammerman, far wing or near wing three, no good. Backside rebound by Wichter. Wichter finds Dressler. Dressler loses a handle on it. Here comes Luciano back the other way with a two-on-two. Luciano pushes it over. Can't quite get it over to Pfeiffer. Picked up by Harwood. Harwood back the other way. Bounce pass to the foul line to Dressler, and they'll reset the offense. Into the far corner, Riley, three, just missed it. Backside rebound by Pfeiffer.
Catch your breath yet, Kevin?
Not yet. We're 45 seconds into this one. Whew. Ammerman on the far wing now finds Pfeiffer. And underneath, all alone as Marshall puts it up for two, and it's all tied at two with a minute gone by.
And it took advantage of Brady there, Brady Hill. He had him sealed off, and he's a little bit taller than Brady. Just did a nice drop step from the right side and scored.
Hill getting his first start tonight, I believe. At least his first start in a while. There's a three-pointer, Harwood deep. That one no good. Rebound by Davis Marshall.
Harwood had 36 in the first game. He didn't miss many of those that he just missed there, the three-pointers.
Sure,
he had six of them in the first game against the Braves.
And with the basketball now is Long. Far wing Pfeiffer all tied at two. 6:30 to go in the first period. Now Luciano with the basketball. As Danville plays a little man-to-man. Driving in now is Long. Got his shot stuffed by Wichter. Picked up now by Harwood, and Harwood will bring it back with the orange gator. He'll come in, lose a handle on the ball. Long comes up with that loose ball.
The Braves doing a nice job of getting their hands into the passing lanes, taking away the dribble, and they've stolen the ball several times. Now they just have to make that transition into scoring off of the turnover.
As you can see on our WKOK YouTube channel, the bench is now on the opposite side of the bleachers from where they normally are because of the COVID restrictions, and a foul underneath the basket.
I imagine it's on number 34, Brady.
And you are correct. It will be team foul number one, and that might be the end of play for Hill for a little while, as checking in now will be
23.
Charlie Betts.
Another senior, right?
Betts is a senior, yes. Luciano the baseline. Now finds Long, tied at two with 5:45 to go in the first period. Ammerman, wing three, just a little bit long. Great rebound by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer puts it up, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound, and it is not saved out of bounds by Wichter. It'll be Shikellamy basketball.
A little different when you get in the paint, and the guy that you're jumping into to score can jump as high as you can, Kevin. And that's what Danville does, especially Wichter. Just got great vertical leap. Two blocks now he's had.
Luciano almost ran out of time there. Had to go almost a half court to Long. In the near corner, Ammerman attacking the basket to our right. Underneath now, Marshall. Marshall works his way in. Got tied up by Wichter. A hell ball call.
It'll be Braves ball.
You know, it is.
Kevin, we talk about this often. Sometimes you just got to put that one dribble and go up strong. You dribble a couple of times and the guard can drop down like they did that time and hold the ball with Marshall.
Luciano on the screen for three from the near wing. Comes up short. Marshall with a big rebound.
Wow.
Sends it out to Ammerman. Wide open. Far wing three. Got it. 5-2, Shikellamy with their first lead over Danville in the year. I don't know how Marshall got that without traveling, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah,
here comes the answer from Dressler. Missed it. Rebound by Pfeiffer and an over-the-back call on Wichter.
Well, Kevin, when Davis went in to get that offensive board. He was flying through the air, and he caught it, and he lost his balance. And I think the only reason he didn't get called for traveling is because he threw the ball before he hit the ground.
Yeah, that might be the only way.
If he would have been on the ground, he would have rolled, and it would have been a walk.
Now the full court 2-2-1 press, and they will get it across the half line. Oh no, it's a carry call. Or no, I'm sorry, over and back is the call.
Yeah,
sorry, over and back was
very strange.
You know, weird location for it.
But he caught the ball before he came down. He jumped. He jumped from the back court to the front court, and he caught it on the front court, but he hadn't come down yet. So technically, he was still in the back court.
That's a good point. Underneath, Dressler draws a crowd. He's fouled by Marshall. You know, the official right on top of that half court call. Corey Hauser, our official tonight, along with John Daugherty and Ed Griffiths.
Well, you know, that time Jagger Dressler got loose, and there's nobody around him underneath the basket, and he did a couple of nice head fakes to get Davis up in the air to draw the foul.
First foul on Marshall, first one on the Braves, and Dressler is 72% free throw shooter, makes the first.
Jagger had 14 points, so out of the 65 points in the first game, he, along with Harwood, scored 50 of them.
And that one is good as well. 5-4, Shikellamy still with the lead with 4:46 remaining in the first period. The clock will now tick away.
In order for the Braves to stay in this game, they got to beat this 2-2-1 press.
And they found the man in the middle, now long into the corner. That's what you have to do.
And you don't have to shoot it right away when you get down there.
Good point.
You can set your offense up and run, and that's exactly what they did as Luciano brings it back out front.
Now Ammerman will reset things. Luciano over to the right side. Pfeiffer wide open. Three! Just aired that one out. That was too deep. That's a rare miss for him. Dressler picks up the loose ball.
If there are a lot of kids here, you'd be hearing air ball right now,
you
Kevin.
Betcha. On the far side, Riley. KJ comes between the circles now. Goes to the far wing and finds Dressler. There's a pass well anticipated by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer with a one-on-two, works around Riley. Riley steals it out of his hands. Pfeiffer comes up with it. Pass is picked off by Wichter.
Kind of sloppy play on both sides, Kevin, unless the defenses are playing that well.
Underneath, turnaround jumper from about 12. Good for Dressler. That was a nice baseline jumper, too. That gives Danville the 6-5 lead, 3:38 to go in the first.
He shoots that just like his dad used to shoot him, Kevin, just as smooth as could be.
On the far wing, near wing, it's Luciano. Far wing, Pfeiffer in the corner, long. Long back to Pfeiffer, deep outside that three-point arc. Now to Marshall at the foul line. Marshall works his way in, spins to the inside. That one didn't roll in. Monday night they did. Dressler tips it. It goes into the hands of Riley. Riley draws a crowd, passes underneath, picked off by Marshall.
Good job by Davis to drop to the opposite low box and take that pass away and actually get the turnover.
Ammerman with the basketball now, trailing it by one with 3 minutes to go first period. This is the first period, though, that Bill Ziegler wanted to see from the Braves.
I hope Cale doesn't stop shooting. He's missed the first two. He's got, in order to score, you got to keep trying to put the ball in the basket.
Luciano, three from the wing. That one a little bit long. Underneath for the rebound was Dressler.
And no Braves.
And that was it. You're right. Feed inside to Riley. Riley looks, got around, is that an offensive foul?
Yeah, they're going to call an offensive
foul. Yeah, it's an offensive foul on Riley.
That's definitely something that we don't see a lot of times. I thought,
it was an elbow.
You're right. But I thought he drug his foot. I thought it was going to be a walk, just like you had called. Well, we got the press now, Kevin, so we'll see what happens as Zekman comes in, right?
2-2-1 press, and Brady Hill back into the game for the Ironmen. Three team fouls on Danville with 2:30 remaining in the first period. 6-5, Shikellamy trailing it by one. Ammerman, deep three. Oh, he hit the howitzer from way out there, somewhere around downtown Shamokin.
He has to keep shooting.
8-6 with 2:15 to go on a deep three by Ammerman. Now they'll swing it around Hill on the near wing. Hill puts it on the floor, sends it into Riley. Riley triple teamed. It goes up, back iron, no good. Rebound by Marshall and a big defensive rebound. 2-point lead for Shikellamy as Luciano has it. Goes far side, Ammerman, deep three again. Bang! That's two in a row.
And three for the quarter.
11-6, Shikellamy with a big lead now, 5 with a minute 45 to go in the first. Danville now having to slow things up a little bit.
Timeout.
And a timeout.
Well, Kev, we don't come up here to this gymnasium field house with three names very often and are in this position with a minute 37 to go, and the Braves up by five. It's very unusual.
Listen, the last time we saw this many three-pointers this early in the game, Mike Bowman was firing them up, all right?
Yeah,
remember that
night?
Yeah,
you're probably right. That's back in 1997, 98.
Yeah. I mean, he must have had seven that night at this basket on this side.
Yeah, we were thinking that he might break the scoring record at Chicago. I mean, that's still held by John Kalshick, all right, with, I believe, his 47 or 49 points against Northwest Area back in 1967. Wow, that's a long time ago, Kevin.
That's a good memory, though. Minute 37 to go, 11-6. Danville with the ball at the half-court line. Gordon will go back now and send it back and forth between him and Riley. Riley sends it underneath Harwood. Nice kiss off the square and puts it in. 11-8. Danville trailing now with a minute 23 to go in the first.
Well, Dante Harwood has a nice touch no matter what area of the court he's on, shooting the jumper, he's inside.
And Harwood, who had 30-plus the other night, puts, I think, his first of the game in, isn't it?
Yeah, that's his first bucket.
Pfeiffer now working in. Yeah. Now here's Marshall with a three. Oh, and you're right. The walk, they'll nullified the three.
Yeah, John Pfeiffer's the one that walked. He dribble penetrated, got into the paint, and he kicked it out, but he took too many steps before he threw it.
Riley now on the hammer of the insignia at the half-court line with under a minute remaining. Dressler now on the far side on this senior night here in Danville. All alone underneath is Gordon, and Gordon will be fouled. Missed the shot, but he'll go to the line.
Well, Zach Gordon, you know, Danville plays three people out front, two running the baseline against Shikellamy's zone, and they move the ball to the left, to Danville's right side. Zach Gordon stepped into the low box on the left side, and nobody was there. Got the pass, and he got fouled.
Gordon averaging six a game, a 64% free throw shooter on the year. Has that gator all the way up almost over his eyes and missed the first one. And Marshall had to duck so he didn't get hit. I think he went down to tie a shoe there.
Yeah. That's the foul was on Zekman, and that's his first.
Team second for Shikellamy. Second one on the way. That one is good. 11-9, 48 seconds remaining as Luciano brings it up and will likely play for the last shot.
And that's what I was thinking. It would be nice for once to be ahead in Danville, against Danville, in the first quarter.
I can't tell you the last time Shikellamy has led a game at the end of the period. And there's Marshall getting the feed inside, lost it, got it back, and he tries to get it to Zekman. Zekman wasn't looking for it. It goes right out of bounds.
Might be tie, or Danville will be up by one, Kevin.
I don't think I can remember a time where Shikellamy and Danville were tied at the end of a period.
11-9 with 26 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Definitely Danville will go for the last shot.
No question. Zach Gordon will bring it up slowly with the right hand. Braves playing a 2-3 zone in this first period. They open with a zone. First time we've seen that all year. A kick off of the foot of Marshall goes out of bounds. And now they'll make a change here and bring Wichter back into the game now for Hill for the Ironman with 11.8 to go. And Long will check out as well. And, actually he's going to stay in. He's going to come in actually for Zekman. Thought he was coming back out, but looks like Zekman has a hand injury. Had to go to the trainer. Back into Gordon with 10. Into the far corner now, Dressler with 7. Back to Gordon with 4 as he directs traffic to the near side. Looking for it is Harwood for 3. In and out, no good. And Shikellamy will take the lead after the end of the first period. 11-9 over the Ironmen. Second period on the way next. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and watching it on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Tonight's basketball broadcast on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel is brought to you in part by Alexander Family Dealerships, proud to support local athletes and recognize their hard work and dedication. In the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, visit any of their 17 dealerships or online at blazealexander.com. And don't forget, while you watch the game, make sure you click subscribe. And then you can also watch last night's wrestling match with Steve Williams on the call between Shikellamy and Loyalsock. And if you didn't know who wins, I'm not going to tell you, so you can watch it later.
Well, Cal Emmerman had 3 for 5 from beyond the arc for 9 points. Davis Marshall had the other basket for Shikellamy's 11. Pretty impressive start for the Braves.
This is the start that Coach Bill Ziegler talked about in the pregame. Braves stick with that 2-3 zone. Wichter now to Riley. Riley underneath the dresser. Blocked from behind by Davis Marshall. And a whistle.
Foul is on Dressler,
and that's a frustration foul.
Kevin, I don't know how the Danville Ironmen are getting inside of our zone, but they are. And we're lucky, Shikellamy's lucky that he was able to block that shot, or Jagger was going to get his second bucket of the night.
Team foul number 4, the first for Dressler. That'll bring Luciano up, and he'll go between the circles and find Marshall, and an offensive foul. I think this is going to be a long.
It's on Davis. Is it on Davis?
No, I'm pretty sure it was on Long for the screen.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll wait for it to come up on the board, and it hasn't yet. It is the third team foul on Shikellamy. It is on Long.
Okay. That's his first.
7:30 to go. The Ironman looking to try and tie this game. All alone is Riley. Lost the ball. Ammerman picks it up. He just lost it playing between his feet.
Danville's doing everything they can to help Shikellamy out, Kevin.
That's true.
I mean, he did a cut right through the zone and was wide open. He was going to have a layup, and the ball came out of his hands.
Luciano now directs traffic. He'll start in and find Ammerman. Ammerman sets up, looks at a three, now goes to play for far corner three, comes up short.
Rebound
by Riley. You're right, nobody under the basket but the white and orange shirts. On the basketball, Harwood. Harwood with gives it off to Wichter for the three. And now the Ironmen take a one-point lead with a 1:10 gone by in the second.
So the Braves have to answer here, Kevin. They just got to get a bucket here to start this second quarter.
And they've been silent for quite a while. Marshall, three-pointer from the corner, comes up short. Fight for the rebound. Wichter comes up with it. He'll outlet to Dressler. Dressler comes around. KJ Riley now driving in. Great pass around Pfeiffer right to Harwood for the two. That was pretty. And a timeout by Bill Ziegler.
Well, Kevin, what's going on is the fact that the Braves are doing what Coach Ziegler said they were going to do better at, and that's they're not rebounding. He said they were going to go to the boards. The offensive boards, every time there's a shot from the outside, there's nobody going in. I mean, Davis was shooting the ball, but everybody else stood outside, outside of the paint, and that makes the defensive rebounds easy for Danville. And now they've got a 6-0 run here start this third quarter.
And this basketball broadcast on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel brought to you by Glick's, Route 15 just north of Shamokin Dam. You'll find fireplaces, stoves, garage doors, and you can get ready for spring with a deck and patio awning. Learn more about heating and improving your home at glicks.com. And don't forget, while you watch the game, click subscribe on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. 6:24 to go here in the half. 14-13 Danville with their second lead of the night and their largest now at 3. Braves also getting a little bit comfortable with the three-point shot in the last few minutes. And that is tipped out of bounds off of Gordon. Coach Grozer was trying to convince the official otherwise.
Well, again, Gordon was in the passing lane. And Nate Luciano's got to remember that he's going to stick that hand out there and get it a lot of times.
Luciano bumped.
No foul.
But no foul.
Wow.
On the pass, Harwood now delivers it to Riley and easily lays it up and in. 16-11 now, a five-point lead with 6 to go in the half.
Have to be very, very careful with your passing. That was a cross-court pass against a team that is very good at intercepting in those situations.
And there's a deep three for Ammerman. Almost from the fairgrounds in Bloomsburg. Comes up short. Rebound by Riley. Here's Harwood with a deep three of his own. Missed it on the far side. Long now, with a rebound. This is a big possession right here.
Yeah, and Danville didn't have anybody underneath the boards that time either.
And a late whistle blocking foul coming as Luciano threw the ball up. Now, will they give him that as a shot? A foul on Wichter, and it is not a shooting foul. So now Hall will come back, or Hill, rather, will come back in the game, and Pfeiffer for Shikellamy.
I didn't think it was going to
be. I didn't think so either.
Because he went in there a little bit out
of actually,
control.
It is a shooting foul.
Oh, my
God. No, it isn't. I'm sorry. Well, Luciano was at the line. That's why I thought for him. Well, he was trying to convince him it was a shooting foul.
Just didn't get his point across, did he?
No, I don't think so. I was buying it, but I don't think anybody else was. And Luciano finally finds the open man in Long on the far side of the court. He'll lob it in there and can't get it to go. Gordon with the rebound, tied up by Long and a held ball. Shikellamy with the possession arrow.
At that time, they had people underneath the board. Gordon brought the ball down, and the man that shot the ball was Braden Long, and he just kept after it and went and caused the held ball.
James in the game for Shikellamy now at the last stoppage with 5:20 to go. They'll pass it around the three-point perimeter. Underneath, James.
Woo!
Got it up, and that's he did sweet. It on the big guy, Harwood.
That was quick, too. You notice how he got the ball and put it right up, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
Didn't get anybody a chance to think about what was going on.
Shikellamy down three now, 16-13, 5:05 to go here in the period. Top of the key, three, Gordon. Back iron, no. High above the rest is Dressler. He'll be fouled after going back up with it after the rebound, and he'll go to the line.
The art of boxing out, Kevin, is something that a lot of players do not like to get better at. And Jagger Dressler just kept moving, and nobody got a body on him, and he ended up with that rebound offensive board, and now he's got a chance to shoot two at the line.
72% free throw shooter, makes the first one, averages a team-high 18 a game.
And he's 3-for-3 tonight, Kevin, and that was his fifth point of the evening.
Long out, Zechman in with 4:58 remaining in the half at a 17-13 lead. Remember, the Ironmen led by as many as five a few moments ago, and they will again.
The Ironmen have six shots from the line. Shikellamy, neither, nor any.
Well, but the difference here, though, is there's five team fouls, so they can go to the line if they just get aggressive and get inside. And they have been settling for outside shots here. And Marshall now working his way through. Now Luciano starts to drive in. He goes back out to Zechman into the corner. He'll run the baseline and lose it out of bounds.
The intensity of Danville's defense all of a sudden just picked it up. It's almost like they hit the accelerator.
Well, they looked at that score at the end of the first period and went, this isn't right.
It was senior night. They were playing a lot of seniors, and they, you know, they decided that I guess we better get back to our normal flow here.
Yep, it's time to get into regular. Being regular there.
And not to take anything away from the Braves, because they have been playing well.
Well, and they were shooting three-pointers well, too. Harwood will do a nice job of drawing the foul on Zechman.
Kevin, did you notice how he swung around and got in between the two guys down below? You got to talk. Somebody has to, you know, keep him from getting that ball, because once he gets it, he turns around, he's going to get a chance to score.
That is the second foul on
Zechman
and the 15th foul on the Braves. Hill underneath now draws a double team. Top of the key, they'll swing it around to the far wing, and that's where Dressler has it. He has to do something with it. Goes back inside to Hill. Hill working on James, and James getting called for the foul. That's a tough one.
Yeah, but I thought Brady Hill did a little bit of elbowing on
the
smaller Jakari that time.
Yeah, that's a tough call.
That's his first. Jakari's foul.
Gordon now with the, and that's the 16 foul for Shikellamy now. There's a three-pointer on the catch and shoot, and it's good. Harwood hits it from the far side, and with a half a period to go, Danville has now taken a 21-13 lead, their largest of the ball game.
That's eight. That's his seventh point here in the first half, Kevin.
And the Braves still stuck with only 2 points in this period. Marshall with a basketball at the foul line. Goes over to Luciano. Luciano between the circles, driving in, off-balance shot, comes up short, rebound by Hill.
Good box out by Brady Hill.
Here comes Dressler now, looking for something to do with it. Long pass near side Gordon. Gordon guarded by Zechman, and a reach-in foul. Touchy-touchy foul.
I think they call it cheap, all right? But it doesn't matter if it's that or if it's an aggressive foul. That's Collins' third, and that's going to put number four on the line, Zach Gordon.
And Ammerman coming into the game now for him. Gordon averaging six a game, a 64% free throw shooter. And he will drain that one and rip the cords.
Well, he had been 1-for-2 from the line. Now he's 2-for-3.
22-13 in favor of the Ironmen. That Shikellamy lead at the end of the first period has now disappeared and has turned into a 10-point Danville lead with 3:27 to go in the half. Luciano pushing it up now. Danville playing, I think, much more aggressive defense now, especially out front, not giving up those cheap threes that they did, easy threes they did earlier. There's a shot missed. Hill comes up with a rebound, and that's the other thing they're doing. They're really pounding the boards on the defensive side.
Well, Nate's missed two layups. They weren't the easiest layups in the world, but, you know, they were makeable.
Pass underneath the Hill. Hill gets it off the window and in. That's a good, strong move.
Well, Brady's a good football player, and he's got a football body, and he used it that time to just come out from underneath the basket and dominate, and nobody was going to block it.
James with the basketball, runs the baseline, goes up, comes up short, gets his own rebound for his second, loses it, tapped into the hands now of Dressler. And the lead is now looking to go even further. What a nice move, switching hands on the way in for Harwood. And Harwood now makes it almost double digits. 27-13, the Braves' drought continues here in this second period, Chief.
I thought there were a couple extra steps on that move, Kevin.
It might have been NBA.
I'd like to see the instant replay on that one.
Yeah, it might have been NBA style. Yeah,
well, anyway, Dante just, I mean, you can't. You have to stay with him. You got to expect him to shoot from the outside. You got to expect him to mess around on the baseline and get open. And you got to expect him to dribble penetrate. And he's got 9 points tonight, Kevin.
Well, I'll tell you what, Danville has really stepped up this second period, both offensively and defensively.
Well, it's like the light bulb went on, you know. And let's face it, the Braves have missed some shots that they should have made, and they haven't been rebounding at the other end. So 2 points here. For them in the second quarter with 2:23 to go, just not a good scenario for the Chickalamy to win this game.
If you remember in the pregame, Coach Ziegler said the first period we kind of got a big deficit the last time. We kept it close we kept it close period to period in the second. It's been a reverse tonight. It was the first period the Braves were able to get and keep things close, and the second period Danville has just exploded, and a foul underneath the basket.
Davis Marshall
on Marshall.
Pick up a foul.
Or is it? No, I don't think it's a foul. I think it was a lane violation.
Well, 3 seconds, really?
Yeah.
We don't see that much called anymore, Kevin.
No.
Well, that's good for Davis that it wasn't a foul.
17 fouls, though, on the Ironman, or on the Braves, rather. Luciano with a basketball, and that one's out of bounds.
Yeah.
Oh!
He dribbled it out of bounds, Kevin. Nate Luciano's dribble right before he got bumped, he dribbled it out of bounds.
See, he thought what I thought, that Harwood actually dribbled it out of bounds, but I didn't see the first one. So a turnover now with a minute 52 to go and a 27-13 Danville lead here inching toward the half. Long pass over to Harwood. Down to the near wing to Gordon. Into the corner, Dressler for three. Too long. Backside rebound, chased down by K.J. Riley.
Davis Marshall had position. He just didn't grab the ball, and that gave Danville new life here.
There's a foul line jumper for Dressler, and he's not going to miss too many of those.
Point number eight for Jagger. Two from the field and four for four from the line here.
29-13, a minute 18 to go. And with a basketball now for the Braves. That's actually going to be Zellers.
Yeah, Micah Zellers came in the game, and, you know, the sophomore gets in there, and he's being harassed. Nobody, you know, he can't get the pass to go, and nobody really tried to get open, and he tried to get it to Nate in the corner and threw it out of bounds.
How things have changed in the last 8 minutes. Danville has decided they are ready to come back in this game and take command, and they have done that. Hill with the basketball. Moving to the near wing, under a minute remaining. No look pass to the near side, and driving in is Harwood, and baseline move is good.
I mean, the first thing you do is don't give him the baseline, and he got one step on John Piper, went by him, and after that it's all over.
Not only did he give him the baseline, but then got the basket to go with it. Luciano at the foul line, now finds Marshall. Marshall head fakes, draws a crowd, scoops it over now to Ammerman. Ammerman in the corner now for Zellers, comes up short.
That's a foul because he swung. You know, he took a swing at the ball as it was coming down, and they're going to call a foul, and that's his second. Should be 1-1.
Yes, it is. That is team foul number 8.
So Davis Marshall picks up his second foul, and that's
going to come out.
So who's going to shoot the ball? I'm surprised. I thought they don't know, but it should be Brady Hill.
It's Hill. You're right.
Brady was the one that had the ball when he took the swat at it.
I thought it was Dressler for a minute, the way he was going. Trey Wallace coming into the game now for Davis Marshall.
Well, Brady has two buckets here, Kevin, both inside shots.
Hill averaging four a game, a 54% free throw shooter, got all the rim, a little bit of the backboard, and dropped through. 31-13, the Braves with a deuce in the period.
This is the 10th foul shot for Danville in the first half. Shikomi has none.
And that one is good. And actually, we're going to lane violation. They're going to wave that one off. So that is not going to be a good shot. They're going to wave that one off.
Well, this doesn't make Brady happy.
Does that count as a miss as a stat then?
You know, that's a good question. I always counted it as a miss.
I don't know. It never really happened, I thought. I don't know. We'll have to look that one up. 15 seconds remaining. Shikalimi looking for their second bucket of the period, and a blocking foul on Dressler as Pfeiffer went onto the baseline. And this is going to be team foul number six. You know, Danville has been stuck on five for almost the entire period. Remember I said when this period started that Braves could be shooting soon. They haven't been. Here's the pass into Zellers, back into Luciano now with 9 seconds. And on the Insignia with four. Luciano now drifts in. Pfeiffer gets it, tipped out of bounds. It'll be Shikalimi basketball with a catch and shoot only.
Danville did a nice job of not giving them a shot, Kevin.
.5. Well, the Braves, I think, started that possession way too late, too. .5 remaining. And they're going to start counting now. There's the catch. There's the shoot. And it's no good. At the end of the second period, Danville has taken a commanding 32-13 lead. This is Shikalimi basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
We are kicking the competition and scoring points with you, the customer. Hi, Mike here with Blaze Alexander and Sunbury, and we are not only taking down prices and number one in trade values, we are headed to the top to be your champion in the automotive business. So stop in and get your hand raised as the winner of the best deal around. 800 Market Street, Blaze Alexander, Sunbury, taking the deals the others won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, what a way to go.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat & Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat & Glow products.
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or childcare centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2021 has begun, and this is the perfect time to make sure you're protecting what matters most. Whether it be you, your family, or your business, we have the experience and knowledge you need to help navigate through the process. Our office remains available to service our new and current clients by phone at 570-286-5855, by email, and by appointment. Purdy Insurance, what can we do for you?
Today's game on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel is brought to you in part by Sunbury Motor Company, where they've been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915. 106 years in the automotive business doesn't come by accident. For your new Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or a quality used vehicle, visit Sunbury Motors for the best car buying experience of your life. And don't forget, while you're watching the game, click subscribe on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. Well, we talked about the 38 points that Harwood had the last time these two teams met. Where's he at tonight after what has been
11.
A very big third
11.
Quarter?
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, a big second quarter for the Ironman.
He has 11. He hasn't taken nearly as many shots. Jagger Dressler, on the other hand, has 8, and he had 14 the last time. So unless things really get out of hand, I don't think that Harwood will match his 36 that he had in the first game. But, you know, again, those two guys seem to do the majority of the scoring. At the beginning of the year, I thought K.J. Riley would have a lot of points. But, you know, when you got Harwood and Dressler scoring like they have, you know, he's probably not get as many opportunities.
Well, the Shikellamy Braves had an 11-9 lead at the end of the first period, and that just I don't know if there's an adjective that I could use.
It evaporated.
Evaporated, dissipated, disappeared. It just completely got demolished with a 23-2 Danville second period, and the Braves just couldn't come up with anything other than the Ja'Cari James two-point bucket.
It was nothing more than Danville picked up the pace on defense, and they got much more physical. They went man-to-man. The Braves, you know, they were constantly pushing. They wouldn't let some of them run their cuts, and you got to just get tougher, and you got to get through all of that, and that's something that the Braves did not do. The other thing is, very good rebounding team, both offense and defense-wise. I like Danville. When you have a team like that, you got to really get in there and mix it around. And how many times do we stand here, Kevin, and we look at the Braves shoot the ball, and there's no jerseys that the no, I guess they have blue on this tonight, don't
tonight
they?
Tonight is blue.
They have
yes.
No blue jerseys underneath that bucket, so. Rebounding, I mean, it's an art in itself, but most of it is a lot of desire.
Well, and the last couple of nights, Davis Marshall, for one, had double-doubles.
Yeah, he did, and Davis had a fantastic night against North Schuylkill, and he always has rebounded well at the defensive end. Offensive rebounds are a little tougher to get because normally, you know, you're outside the person that's trying to box you out, so you have to move and get around. The other thing that I'm upset about with the Braves defense in that zone is they're running people in the baseline and they're getting inside the two defenders at the bottom, and you got to talk.
You mentioned that a couple of times with K.J. Riley.
You have to talk, and you have to make sure that, hey, if he steps in here, somebody's got to take him. Oh, it's just, you know, everybody thinks the zone, you play it because it's easier. A zone is probably, if you play it right, more difficult to play than man-to-man.
Well, and the Braves came out with zone tonight, which is the first time we've seen that all year. And one of the things that Bill Ziegler was trying to do was trying to avoid getting the size mismatches in the middle and in the inside.
A lot of times when Brady Hill is in the game, he's drawn Davis Marshall. Davis has, I would say, 9-10 inches on him. And they tried... And Davis tries to get posted down low and get the ball, but a lot of times they can't get the ball to him. And Brady is a strong kid. And when he's posted down low, you got to turn and look at the basket and be just as strong. And if Davis turns around and looks at the basket and takes a 3-4 foot jump shot, you know, he's going to shoot it over top of Brady Hill. And that's something that, I don't know, sometimes You just got to try some new things, and that would be that. I know that 3-4 footer. Everybody doesn't think that it's a great shot. It's not as glorious as the 3-point shot. But man, oh man,
when they go in.
If you need to score points, you get closer to the bucket.
Well, today's game on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel, brought to you in part by Purdy Insurance Agency, Market Street, Sunbury, offering customers a variety of insurance products at competitive prices from some of the industry's best insurance providers. Visit PurdyInsurance.com and start your quote. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you. And don't forget, while you're watching the game on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel, just click subscribe while you're there. And when we go live, you'll get messages. And if you have the app on your phone, you'll get messages on your phone when we go live, like last night for the Loyal Sox game. And if you want to see the upcoming live broadcasts, including the Selins Grove game, which has been rescheduled now for the first Thursday, I believe it's the first Thursday in March.
It's the 10th, isn't it?
It's earlier than that.
5th of March.
Anyway, you'll find it on the WKOK Sports schedule and on the YouTube schedule. Just look down the right side, and you'll be all set to see what we have coming up for you. Coming up on the 20th, now the Braves game, a wrestling match on Saturday morning, has been canceled. State College has decided not to wrestle that, so the Braves dual meet season is done now. Next time the Braves will be in action, it'll be individually in Clearfield And we'll have that game for you on News Radio, or the finals, rather, on News Radio 1070 WKOK on Saturday night, 5:45 planned start time there next Saturday night. At the half, it is Danville 32, Shikellamy 13. You're listening and watching Braves basketball on WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Mazda off Route 11 Northumberland is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's new Mazda dealership. At W&L Mazda, we offer a premier lineup of vehicles, from the craftsmanship and upgraded technology of the Mazda 3 to the luxury of the third-row Mazda CX-9. Stop by for a test drive and be sure to ask about the terrific lease offers, amazing financing for qualified buyers, and so much more. W&L Mazda off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
32-13 with a minute 20 remaining here in the halftime. Third period not that far away. And Shikellamy looking to get something going here. Really, the only leading scorer would be Kale Ammerman with three threes in the first period, 6 points. And that's it. I mean, Marshall has two for the first period, and James the only two in the second period for the Shikellamy Braves. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Mentioned Dante Harwood's first second half has been really, really good. He has 9 points in that second period of the 23 for the Danville Ironmen, who took a 32-13 lead after trailing it 11-9 in the first period in what I believe is the first time that Shikellamy has led Danville in maybe 3 years at the end of a period.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we called the first quarter when the Braves were ahead.
You know, Coach Crozier taking over after Lenny Smith's successful tenure here at Danville, and he has just picked up right where everybody left, right where Lenny Smith left off, and his JV team just blew out Shikellamy in a game that involved the mercy rule in the second half. Danville will be attacking the basket to our right as we get things started here in this second half. And it'll be Wichter with a three, and he'll get it.
Nobody went out.
Nobody.
To put a hand in his face, he just turned around and made the shot.
Braves will go with Long, Marshall, Ammerman, Pfeiffer, and Luciano, and Marshall's pass picked off by Dressler. It'll be Dressler, Riley, Wichter, underneath Gordon for two and a foul, and then also in the game is Harwood.
What Danville does so well is they move without the basketball, and that time Gordon just went down in the low box. Nobody went with him, got a nice entrance pass and turned around and already had John Pfeiffer on his back, makes the score. John fouls him and he's on the line.
And he'll finish off the three-point play and make it 38-13 with just 35 seconds gone by. And already, what, 7 points on the board?
Six points
on the board.
Yeah.
Ammerman with the basketball. He'll go top of the key to Long. Braves have not scored since the six-minute mark of the second period. And with the basketball, Long. Long top of the key, Ammerman. Near wing, Pfeiffer, as they attack the basket to our left. Top of the key, Luciano had it. Under seven to go now in the third. Off the window, no good. Long thought about the putback, couldn't do it. Three-pointer, Marshall, no good. Backside rebound, Riley. Great movement of the ball, but nothing to show for it. Riley starts in. Dressler now head fakes, almost traveled. Back iron, no good. Rebound by Luciano. Luciano now coming up. He splits the defenders. Nope, he'll pass it to Marshall. Marshall goes up and puts it in.
Nice job by Nate to get Marshall the ball on the right wing and Davis with a nice, that wasn't the easiest layup shot. It was a little flat as he was right, kind of like right next to the glass.
Braves with about 7 minutes between buckets there. Well, 7 minutes and a 10-minute halftime, technically. Three-pointer, far wing, Dressler, no good. Rebound, Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer now pushing it up, down 38-15. Pfeiffer can't get across the half-court line. Now he does as Dressler bumps him.
I can't believe that's not a foul, Kevin. That should have been a whistle. You're right.
Underneath, they'll find all alone Harwood, and Harwood will lay it up and in.
I mean, he knocked him off stride with his chest. Doggone it.
40 to 15 with 4:45 remaining in the third. Luciano between the circles. Now to Pfeiffer on the near wing. Top of the key long. Far wing now Luciano. Luciano to the foul line and the elbow. He'll lose the handle, get it back. Pass is tipped. Nobody there. Harwood will pick it up. Three white shirts around that tip pass. There's the pass inside. Marshall tips it out of bounds. He was trying to get it. Trying to get it to Riley.
That time K.J. Riley went down on a low box and nobody was with him. Kevin, you can't let up. You can't ease up. You got to be on your toes.
There is
all
no break in this game with Danville.
Exactly.
There is no break. They play aggressive, ultra aggressive. And there's a good give and go by Harwood on the inbounds pass. You know, it reminds me of that Shamokin team about 3 or 4 years ago that was the same way. So aggressive with their defense, arms in the passing lane, and they just didn't let up the entire game. There's a great jumper, though, just outside the paint by Long for two. 5 to go in the third, 42-17, Danville leading it. And there's the feed inside for KJ. KJ goes right up over top of James, and the Ironman will be sneaking close to that 30-point mark.
That's only KJ's second basket, 4 points for the evening, Kevin.
KJ averages 12 a game. Here comes Long at the foul line. Now Marshall thought about a three, drives in, one-hander, right side, right arm, right in.
Well, Davis picks up number six.
Bounce pass. Oh, what a great pass from Riley to Dressler, back to Riley. And I'm telling you, they've done that for about 10 years.
Well, again, Kevin.
Timeout.
They move without the basketball. The best, I say this all the time, the best person to throw the ball to is the guy that just threw the ball to you. And what KJ did, he's the Braves defender, didn't go with him, and he just went right to the baseline, to the box and on the right side and gets the pass, and it's an easy layup.
Well, Danville has really taken command in this one since the second period, and they have not looked back.
No, not at all.
And you're right. You said it a few minutes ago. You can't give up.
No.
I mean, you can't back off. You can't let up, because this Danville team will just go right after you every time.
Folks watching on YouTube, if you notice on defense, when Danville plays man-to-man, they make getting a pass to the person almost impossible. They play with that. They play the old-fashioned way with, you got a hand. If you're one pass away, you got a hand in front of the guy. If you're two passes away, you're between the guy and the ball. If you're three passes away, you can withdraw a little bit. But They're just so tough. Tough on defense.
Chad Evans, our executive producer tonight, along with Dylan Kramer and Emily Fry, working the game on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. Chad is working on a telestrator for you for next season, so I want you to make sure you get your pen ready. I know that's what you're looking forward to.
No, I'm not. I got enough trouble keeping score.
We'll get somebody to do that for you, too.
Oh, yeah, sure. The big budget, right?
Here comes James, loses the handle on the basketball. Here comes Riley now chasing it down. Riley passes it right into the chest of Ammerman. Ammerman to Dressler to, Davis Marshall went down hard to the floor.
Well, that's
and I'm not sure if it was elbow or his head, but Hill kind of slid underneath him.
Well, Brady Hill's going to get called for the foul because he just dove in front of David. He did a nice downfield below the waist block, which is illegal in football now.
Yeah, that would be a penalty there too. Second foul on Hill, and James will inbound now. 46-19, Shikellamy trailing, and that's going to have to go deep into the backcourt now to Long. Long will push it up. He'll find James. James with Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer from somewhere around Warrior Run firing that one up. Comes up short. Into the game for the first time tonight is Betts, and Betts will go hard to the floor and travel. And once you're on the floor, you can't roll, and that's exactly what happened.
Exactly, Kevin. You know, I thought Jakari, when he had the ball in the little box, could have taken the shot, but he passed it back out.
3:37 remaining, third period, 46-19 in favor of the Ironmen. Braves looking to bring in Leonard, who played for the first time in a varsity game, I believe, on Monday.
Up at Jersey Shore.
Oh, that's right. It was on Saturday. Yep. Nice turnaround skyhook jumper there for Marshall, who gets it off the rim and in. And the Braves get a steal at the other end. But was almost a 30-point game now, starting to get chipped away by the Braves' offense with 3:07 to go in the third. 46-21. James with it. Scoops it over near the elbow. Marshall with his second big hit of the game, of the period, rather.
Well, that's 8 points in this period, 10 for the game for Davis.
And there's a steal by Pfeiffer and James. Right now it is Danville by 23, but James driving in, can't get it to drop off the rim. Boy, that thing just sat on the rim, and it would not fall.
It's kind of been the story of the Braves season
sure
when
has.
That happened. So that foul was on Jagger Dressler. That's his third.
It'll be team foul number two for the Ironmen.
First time the Braves have gone to the charity stripe tonight, Kevin.
And rattling it home is James. And now coming back into the game is Gordon. Gordon will check in for Dressler. 46-24, 2:40 remaining in the third period. Danville leading it. They have led since the 6 minute or the 7 minute mark, rather, of the second period. And now it's a 20-point game. Braves have been able to chip away. Gordon now brings it across. He goes to the right side, hands it off to KJ. KJ at the foul line coming in. Underneath, distracted, but unable to miss the shot is Betts. That was good concentration because Davis Marshall was just all over him. Here comes James, bounce pass to Long, corner three, got it! 48-28, Danville by 20.
Braden's fifth point, that was nice to see, Kevin.
Yeah, he hasn't hit too many threes this year, and boy, the last couple of years he was hitting threes left and right. Here comes KJ driving into the baseline, throws one up, no good. He will be fouled by Long. Team foul number two for Shikellamy.
You have to give Jakari James a lot of credit for those last two Braves buckets. He's gotten the ball in the paint. He's caused people to come off of their men and go towards him, kicked it back outside. Once for Davis Marshall to hit, and the second time for Braden Long.
That's a third foul for Long, and KJ with a rare miss. Luciano coming in now. He'll come in for Pfeiffer.
It's a rare miss for the entire
Danville team
at the line.
That's
Kevin.
A good point.
They've only missed two shots out of three out of 14.
That's an excellent point. Second one up, back iron, no good. Wow. Chasing it down is Long. Long works his way in, finds James under the basket. James pass picked off by Harwood. A little tentative there by James underneath the basket, and that pass was right into Harwood's heart.
If you're the shortest guy on the court down there with the big guys, sometimes that happens.
And there's a foul by James, and Harwood gets the bucket as well.
17 for Mr. Harwood.
That'll make it 48-20, make that 50-28 as Long will come out of the game. Zekman will come in. Dressler will come into the game for Danville. And Riley will come out for the Ironmen.
And Kevin, this is the first time that Dante Harwood's been to the line tonight.
Harwood, a 76% free throw shooter, finishes off the three-point play. 51-28, minute 34 to go here in the third. Luciano with a basketball going to the foul line. He passes for Zekman, and nobody was there.
Shoot the ball.
This basketball broadcast on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel brought to you by W&L Mazda. Come check out the premier lineup of Mazda vehicles at W&L Mazda. Sporty Roadsters, luxury third-row seating. You're going to be inspired by the craftsmanship, technology, and safety features. Experience the W&L difference on Route 11 Northumberland and online at WNLMazda.com. 51-28, nice spin move. Dressler in the cylinder, rattles back out, and then drops right through. 53-28, minute 10 to go. Danville leading it. Bounce pass to Luciano. There's a wing three by Davis Marshall, and he hits a big three. 53-31, under a minute to go in the third.
Davis has very good percentage shooting the ball this quarter, Kevin. He's
sure
got
does.
Five buckets, one's a three.
There's Harwood at the foul line, guarded by Zechman. He goes in high on the dribble, bounces it off the rim. Good backside rebound in the hands of Zeller.
Zeller's got it, yeah.
Here comes Zeller's with it. Off the window, and he'll draw the foul.
Now, that's on Dressler. That's his fourth foul, Kevin. And I liked what I saw with Leonard. Cam, he went right to the basket. He is left-handed, and that's a natural side from. Actually, they gave it to 23, Kevin. And that would be Charlie Betts picks up his first.
Team foul number three, and Leonard will come up short.
Might have rushed that one a little bit, Kevin. Cam did. Take your time.
He'll have one remaining with 35.3 remaining in the third, 53-31. That one rattles in, out, and back in. 53-32 with 30 seconds to go, and Danville likely playing for the last shot with Gordon. Gordon now bringing across the near wing to KJ between the circles, back with Dressler, who came in at the last opportunity. He's going to be at the baseline, loses it. Luciano all over him. Top of the key three by Riley. Bang! 56-32 with 10 seconds to go in the period. With a basketball for Shikellamy, it's Zellers. Zellers back to Marshall and a foul. Team foul number four on the Ironman. Will not be a shooting foul.
That's going to be on Brady Hill. He had a little bit of a kind of hedged out there, and if he would have wrapped his arms, he would have had a nice form tackle.
He was going uphill a little bit on that
play. Yeah, he was.
And Luciano running out of time, finally gets it over to Leonard. Leonard with three, with two. Marshall deep three, short. Three periods in the books, and Danville leading at 56-32 over the Shikellamy Braves. This is Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW. PW.
Today's game brought to you in part by Lackawanna College Sunbury Center on North 4th Street in Sunbury, now offering an associate's degree in early childhood education. That'll prepare you to become the chief in a rewarding career in schools or child care centers. For more information on how you could be just like the chief, visit lackawanna.edu. And don't forget to click subscribe while you're watching this one.
Nice.
Thank you.
Kevin, the big difference in this game is that second quarter.
Oh, most definitely.
Braves had 19 points that time in the third quarter, but only, you know, being outscored by 21 in the second quarter did not help their situation.
Oh, that was a stagnant second quarter as the Braves only got 2 points on the board, and it made the difference in the game. And Marshall, working hard, draws the foul. This one should be on Aiden Wichter, the senior. That will be team foul number four on the Ironman, and will send Davis to the line.
First time tonight for Davis to the line. He's got 13 points all from the field, Kevin.
Marshall, the team leader from the floor with 13 points a game, a 58% free throw shooter. That one no good.
The Braves are right now 3-for-5.
One thing we saw different in the warm-ups tonight, each one of the Braves lined up in the last about 2 minutes of the warm-up to shoot a free throw. That was something new tonight, and there's the second one. It's good. 56-33, Braves in action Saturday night at home against the Mifflinburg Wildcats.
Which is a pretty good basketball
team. That's a pretty good basketball team as well. Dressler with a basketball, working on Luciano. Dressler coming in, now finds Harwood. Harwood will back out and let some time come off the clock. Coach Grozer says, get to the corner. We'll make them come out.
They want the Braves to come out so they can do exactly what he just did there.
And it was very effective for a moment. Dressler lost a handle on it. He was harassed by Luciano. Marshall picks it up. Marshall gets fouled, and he will get an opportunity to go to the line once again.
KJ, doing what you're supposed to do on a fast break. You foul. You don't try to kill the guy, but you foul so they don't make the shot. His second foul, that'll put Davis on the line again for two.
That's team foul number six. That's an important number right now. Shikalimi only with three team fouls with 7:07 to go in the fourth period. But the Braves have been kind of quiet from the foul line. Marshall, the 58% free throw shooter, makes the first one.
Nothing but net on that one, Kevin.
Yeah, that was a nice shot.
Yeah.
56-34. Trying to cut it down to a three-touchdown game, and does.
Davis picks up point 15 and 16 here, Kevin.
Chad Evans, our WKOK Sports YouTube channel executive producer, working the game tonight along with Dylan Kramer and Emily Fry. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie. Thanks for joining us on the YouTube channel and on WKOK as Danville feeds it inside to Wichter for an easy two to make it 58-35 with 6:45
to go. That's a good way to describe it, an easy two. He just came down the side and nobody contested him, and he makes his eighth point of the night.
Letter with a basketball inside Zekman. Zekman draws a crowd. That was one of those times that he kind of should have turned around and just shot it. When he put it on the floor, everybody came down on him. And the Ironman will pick up the loose ball now with a 58-35 lead. And again, trying to work some clock. Instead, Harwood says, I got a three. I'll take it. He misses it. Wichter gets it back, gives it off to Harwood, and Harwood will go to the line.
I'm sure they're going to call this on Davis. Kevin, you know, sometimes you'd like to work on some parts of your game when you've got a commanding lead like this. And one of the things I think that coaches from Danville's doing is, you know, he's thinking about what if we get late in the game and we need to draw them out. You know, dribble, penetrate, kick it out, hit the three. If you can keep going to the bucket, you do so.
Luciano comes out. Pfeiffer comes in. Harwood makes the first. And this will make it 60 if he can make this one as Charlie Betts comes into the game for Gordon. The most points the Braves have given up this year, as the second one does make it 60, was 65.
Yeah, unofficially, that gives Dante 20, Kevin.
Want to guess who had 65?
Danville.
Danville indeed. And that pass goes to nowhere.
Should be backcourt. Are they going to call?
Well, Harwood.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Harwood picked it up.
Yeah,
so.
my.
And then Dressler says he got hit on the wrist and got it knocked out of bounds, but the official right there said, nope, it's Shikalimi basketball. 60-35, under six to go. Now, these are the possessions that are key for Shikalimi when Danville does not score, because they don't happen very often. Leonard with the basketball to the foul line, driving in, runs out of real estate, bounces it, though, to Marshall for two.
Yeah, nice assist by Cam that time to get over to Davis. Davis having a great night. 18 points so far.
Shikalimi averages 42 points a game. They're at 37 right now. KJ comes right in, and Marshall had to back off on that one so he didn't pick up a cheap one. And KJ gets the easy two, 62-37, 5:15 to go in the game.
What'd you say his average was 12? I think he's at 11
KJ,
right now.
KJ averages 12, yes.
He's at 11 right now.
And that will go into the backcourt as it bounces right off the fingernail of Pfeiffer and a turnover. 5:03 left in this final stanza, 62-37. Danville leading it. As of right now, Shikalimi with their second win still puts them solidly as the number three seed in the District 6-4 playoffs coming in March. But two big games against some district competition, including Central Mountain and Selins Grove in the first week of March. Oh, what a nice little reverse there by Dressler with a hand all over him. He just comes up a little short. And that one almost dropped in for the Braves' Mika Zellers. Then back the other way, Dressler finishes what he started earlier.
You see how nice that was? Instead of going up and you know, he just kind of brought the ball down and underhanded it, okay, to the bucket.
Well, this was almost a 30-point game midway through the second period. Braves were able to get some points in that third period to tighten things up a little bit. But again, now we're approaching that 30 mark, and a deep three for Marshall is no good. Riley on the breakaway. He'll find Wichter. Wichter gets the shot. Wichter draws the foul.
Davis going to pick up number four.
And if this one goes in, that will pretty much finish the game.
Well, Aiden Wichter has two threes. This is two buckets he's made here in the fourth quarter for two-point field goals, and he's got a foul shot. So right now he's got 10 points working on 11. And if we go back to Jagger Dressler, he has 12 points, four buckets and four for four from the foul line.
Scott Miller in the game now for the Braves. Leonard in the game for Shikellamy as well. Trey Wallace now coming in. And that will leave Ammerman and Pfeiffer as the remaining Shikellamy players on the court from the starting lineup.
Aiden Wichter's first trip to the line, Kevin.
And Wichter makes it. Wichter was a 47% free throw shooter.
Kevin, I think that that Coach Grozier has played just all seniors tonight.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, he's played all the seniors he could play. I'll put it that way.
They've been playing him in and out, the six seniors.
And here comes Pfeiffer. That one goes, and he'll go to the line, but we are now in a running clock at 67-37. That 30-point threshold has been reached, and the only time the clock...
They stop it for free throws,
yes.
Yeah, but they don't stop it until the official goes over to the scorer's table.
And that one is no good.
You know, that's John's first bucket.
Harwood underneath finds KJ. KJ goes up, draws the foul on Pfeiffer. And again, that clock will continue to run until right before KJ will get the ball. Riley at the, now that'll stop it. And Riley at the foul line to shoot one.
That puts him above his average with 13, Kevin.
Actually, that's going to be Pfeiffer's second as well. Team's sixth, and he's going to be short again.
He's 0 for 3 from the foul line.
But Dressler comes up. That one might have gotten blocked on that shot by Trey Wallace, and a held ball called as Wallace and Dressler tie up. It'll be Danville basketball, clock running with 3:25 to go in this final period. This will be the most points the Braves have given up this year at 69. And that turnaround jumper will send number 23, Charlie Betts, to the line to shoot a pair.
Cam Leonard's going to pick up the foul. You know, Betts did a nice job of getting inside, and once he gets in there, he's going to be tough to stop him from scoring.
I know it's senior night, but I'm surprised that Coach Dressler or Coach Grozier has let this team continue playing. I mean, you want to save as much as you can for that big run in the playoffs, and I think this team can make a good run in the playoffs now.
Kevin, the JV's scored like 70 points. They don't need any practice in scoring. All right.
You're probably right. Second one no good. Hill double-teamed in the corner and will draw the foul, and that will be a one-and-one situation as well.
He's going to put Brady Hill in the line. Now, Brady's got 5 points, and he's 1 for 2 from the line.
I think Coach Grozier is looking around now to see who he's got available. And that'll be a nice round of applause for the senior, Charlie Betts. And this might be the other thing he's planning, too, is giving everybody an opportunity to get a solo opportunity on senior night and getting the spotlight on them.
There's none of the remaining players on the bench that have their warm-ups off.
Yeah, he's bringing them up one at a time, and checking in now is Wichter, the senior, but that one will be a good one for Hill. Hill is a senior as well, so I'm guessing they're going to swap seniors there to give Hill the opportunity to be in the spotlight for a little bit. 71-39, second one is good, 72-39. And coming out now, it's going to be Dante Harwood that will make the solo exit. .250 remaining in the final period as the clock continues to go, 72-39. Trying to make it 40 and getting it in there to go was Wallace.
Trey Wallace, nice little turnaround jumper from the side.
Braves now scoring 41. They average 42 a game. Now it's Wichter on the near wing driving in. K.J. Riley from the corner working the baseline. He's going to lean in, fire it across the court to Gordon. Gordon on the near wing to Dressler between the circles. And now to Hill, a little bit of a weave going. Hill's going to spin to the inside of Wallace. That one's short. Wallace tied up with Miller, but then Miller backs off and gives Wallace the rebound. Zeller's now coming across with Ammerman. Ammerman fired that one up. I mean, that was almost in Montoursville. I mean, we're talking about the Montoursville-Loyal Sock Bridge right there. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was way out there.
Well, Trey Wallace with the offensive board was fouled, so I don't know if they fouled him on catching the rebound or on the shot.
And now Hill will come out, and now they'll bring the rest of the seniors out, including Dressler and Wichter. So with a minute 53 to go and a 72-41 lead, the Ironmen ready to move on. That one missed everything.
And it was a one-and-one, Kevin. Well, now we're back to the JV game, JV ball game, except for Cam Ammerman.
Ammerman, as you mentioned, still in the game for Shikellamy. And the Ironmen ready to run some clock off. Danville will improve to 10-1 overall and take the lead in the district, well, remain in the lead in the district for the top seed. And that one will bounce off of the shin of Leonard out of bounds. 72-41, minute 18 to go here in this final period. And a nice steal that time by Zellers, who puts it up and in. 72-43 with a minute 8 remaining.
Makes the steal, finishes, Kevin. And we need a couple more of those.
That second period really loomed large as Danville was on the ropes for a little bit and then just had new life in that second period. There's a fight for the basketball, and it'll be thrown out of bounds as Leonard had a chance for it. It looked like it might have been Mason Routh that ended up touching that one last. So with 39 seconds to go, the Braves will have, looks like, one more possession with Zellers bringing it up across the line. And that pass stolen away by Raup and knocked out of bounds. Clock winding with 24 seconds remaining, and it will be Danville basketball. And likely Gordon now will just hold this one, take it slowly across the line, and the Braves will come up to contest a little bit. They'll run the weave out front with Cush with the basketball. He will hold it. And that will do it for Wednesday night basketball. At the end of this one, it's Danville going to 10-1 with a 72-43 win over the Shikellamy Braves. We'll wrap things up on WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC, Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or childcare centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Hi, this is Bob Schoen, the general manager of Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg. And for years, we've been saying it's worth the drive to Route 45. Well, what does that mean? It means you're going to get the lowest price guaranteed on any newer used vehicle in stock. Check out our inventory at blazealexanderford.com and compare it to the competition. It means we have a selection of over $12 million of inventory. So whatever it is that you're looking for, we typically have it on our lot. It means you're going to get service after the sale that's second to none. Plus, at Blaze Alexander Ford, you're always going to get the most for your trade-in. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg.
Danville with a 72-43 win over the Shikellamy Braves with a big third period in which they went on a 23-2 run. And the Braves went almost eight full minutes from the second period through halftime into the third period before they put a second bucket in the game, basket.
That really was the point where the Braves got behind and they were going to have trouble catching up. They scored 19 in the third quarter and 11 in the fourth quarter, so they did score 30 points, but it was, you know, a little bit too late. Danville just an offensive machine tonight, along with playing great defense. And, Kevin, that second period, Danville got down to brass tacks and played the way we've seen them play all year long.
It's really hard when you have four players, when you're, the opposing team has four players in double figures, and Dante Harwood led the way with 20, 13 from K.J. Riley, Jagger Dressler with 12, and if you would say that Jagger Dressler had 12 and you'd be happy about that, you'd think you might have a shot to win, but instead the 11 that came from Wichter did not help the situation either.
No, you're not. The Braves with only one player in double figures, that was Davis Marshall with 18, and the next closest person was Cam Emmerman, and he had three threes in the first quarter.
Bill Ziegler joining us here on the post game after a tough game here tonight. That first period was exactly what you wanted. You had said that in the pregame to us. You said that you wanted to make sure that you kept this one close, but then it kind of all unraveled in the second quarter.
Yeah, our 3-2 zone confused them a little bit in the beginning, and we were moving around pretty good. They made a little bit of an offensive change, put three guys down low and was screening one of our two post players, and our guards didn't drop as low as we needed them to, and they got a couple easy looks. And, that team has one loss for a reason. They're pretty good, and once they got a little bit of a roll there, the scoreboard on their side really started to pick up, and they really picked up the intensity on the defensive end and shut us down.
But, again, it was one period different. I mean, they're 24-19 in the third period, 16-11 in the fourth period. If you look at the first, third, and fourth, It's a game that you wanted to play. It was a game that you wanted to be in, you were going to be in.
Yeah, to be honest with you, the second quarter was one I'll never watch on film. And the first 4 minutes of the third quarter wasn't any good either. We kind of went through the motions a little bit in the third quarter there. We called timeout. And, we talked about competing, and regardless, win, lose, or draw, our job is to get better so that gives us a better chance to win for the next game. And I thought from that point on, we played pretty hard.
I do, too. I thought that you played very good in the third and fourth quarter. Davis Marshall picked up the scoring in the third quarter, and you got some younger kids in there that looked like they were playing very well too. That I still told Kevin, I said that second quarter is just a killer. All right, so I agree with you. I thought Danville's defense went from bottom to as high as it could be. After that first quarter.
We were running our open offense, which is a lot of ball reversal. And, instead of us making sharp L cuts to get open, we were trying to round things off. And, the faster kid wins in the sprint. And, they got in the passing lane and really made it hard for us to reverse the ball. And when you kind of have the ball on the one side of the court, it's not good on the offensive side.
Well, you got a couple of days now to get ready for Mifflinburg, another very tough team, a team you've already seen once. You'll get a chance to get ready for them for a home game on Saturday night. Bill, appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Bill Ziegler joining us here on the post game as the Danville Ironmen come out with a 72-43 victory. And again, Braves scoring their average but giving up 72, the second highest, most points they've given up this year. Second highest was to the Danville Ironmen in game number one with 65 points. Braves were led by Davis Marshall with 18 points. Cale Amberman fired in three three-pointers, all in the first period, 4-9, and that was the next leading score. And again, Ironman with four guys in double figures tonight. Brady Hill, even with seven, almost found himself in double figures as well.
Yeah, I don't think Zach Gordon's a senior. He was one of the.
No, he is a sophomore.
Yeah, he's one of the few underclassmen that played in that game. You know, coach used a lot of his seniors, and they came through for him, Kevin. They really did. I'm glad Coach Ziegler said that they put three people down low against their zone, and they were screening one of the big guys, because I was trying to figure out how they were getting people open, and now that makes sense to me. So, you know, I said you still got to talk to people, but sometimes when you get screened and a guy comes into the paint, you know, you can't get through the screen to help out. So, again, you got hats off to Danville. I tell you every year, Kevin, they don't rebuild. They just reload. That's all.
Well, they'll improve to 10-1 and remain number one in the 4A District 4. Now, here's how things are setting up in the 6-4 5A bracket. Belfont right now is 4-5, about 0.7 of a point ahead of Central Mountain at 4-6. Shikellamy is 0.9 of a point behind, 0.9 of a point behind Central Mountain at 2-7, and then Selins Grove at 1-8. So, again, that Central Mountain Shikellamy game could be a big one if the Braves can come up with another win somewhere along the way, especially. Yeah. That could decide whether the Braves make a trip up north or the north comes down to Shikellamy for the first playoff game.
Yeah.
And, you know, hosting a game is a lot better than traveling for one.
Especially when you got to go to District 6, Kevin.
Right.
The shortest trip is to Mill Hall.
Yeah, Central Mountain is the shortest trip.
You've got to go to Bellefonte, or you have to go to Hollidaysburg or beyond that.
And Selins Grove is the 4 seed right now. Hollidaysburg is the 5. They have yet to win a game. They are 0-3 at last check. But the Braves will next be in action Saturday night against, at right now, I believe, the 10-2 Mifflinburg Wildcats.
Yeah.
So it does not get any easier for the Braves in Heartland Conference play. They will come up Saturday night. Our airtime is right after CBS News at 7. Once again, the final score, it was Danville 72, Shikellamy 43. For the Chief, Dave Ritchie, the executive producer of the WKOK Sports YouTube channel, Chad Evans, Dylan Kramer, Emily Fry, I'm Kevin Herr. Thanks for joining us for Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. WKOK Sports and Braves basketball is a WKOK Sports presentation.